Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network at TSRNSports.com.
Is a legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence. TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, take some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, a smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza. Oh, yes, we did. Altex Electronics. What you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods. Your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks. Tweet, text, and Facebook and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans. We've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Christopher Tiller.
Phillips Field here in Alvin, game two now underway. Alvin winning the first game 11-5 as C.J. Carter gets the start here for Alvin. The next pitch is grounded in the hole in the left field for a base hit off the bat of Evion Benjamin, leading off again for Angelina here in game two. That's his second hit of the day. Went 1-for-4 in game one. And here comes Roberto Malinowski. Lineup here for Angelina in game two. It's Benjamin, Malinowski, then Christian Leonard. Batting fourth is Jacob Finke. Batting fifth, Max Jacoby. Batting sixth is Garrett Kochekian. Batting seventh is Josh Elvier. Nathan Miranda batting eighth, and Antonio Lima batting ninth. So your top three, your Angelina lineup is Benjamin, Malinowski, Leonard. Middle three, Finke, Jacoby, Kochekian. Bottom three, Elvier, Miranda, and Lima. Malinowski just took a strike. Now he swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Malinowski starting behind the plate here in game two for Angelina. Did not play in the first game. Sophomore, 6 foot, 185 out of the Houston area, Klein Oak High School. Carter snapped through over to first. Carter pitched a whale of a game last Saturday against Temple. Gave up only one hit. The 1-0 Alvin win, the 0-2. Sweeping, breaking pitches outside.
Come on, Berg. Another
throw over to first by Carter. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And Carter gets a strikeout. Here comes Christian Leonard. He did not play in the first game. Freshman, 6'2", 200-pounder out of St. Thomas More High School, transfer from Louisiana Lafayette University. Carter hits the top portion of the strike zone, 0-1. Carter throws over to first. Leonard bats from the left side of the plate. Slightly open stance, now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Bottom throw out of that pitch. Throw down to first. Back in safely is Benjamin. Benjamin takes his lead off first. The 0-2. Fouled out of play. Defense here in game two for Alvin. Gray is behind the plate. Marino's at third. Ward's at short. Correa at second. Shackles is at first in the outfield. Alball's in left. Alexander in center. And Smith is in right.
Battle up, kid. Let's go.
Next pitch, swing and a miss. And now Carter collects his second strikeout. There comes Jacob Finke. For Carter, he's a sophomore right-hander, 6'1", 165 out of Georgia. Transfer from Indian River State College. First pitch, misses the inner half for ball one. Finke had two hits in the first game, went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Both those hits were singles. Carter has that sidearm three-quarters delivery. The 1-0 is a ground ball in the whole third baseman. Marino moving to his left, gobbles it up, fires over to first, and that retires Finke and the Roadrunners. Here in the first inning, leadoff single amounts to nothing for Angelina. After half inning, Angelina nothing. Alvin coming to bat.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
1, 2. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want.
is too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy, last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Go to the bottom first. Take a look at your starting lineup. I'm here for Alvin leading off. Will be Juan Correa batting second. Will be Trey Albaugh batting third. Ryan Benavidez will be the designated hitter. Batting fourth is Troy Alexander. Batting fifth, Matthew Moreno. In the sixth hole is Tyler Smith. Garrett Gray will follow Smith. Noah Shackles batting eighth, and Jermaine Ward will be batting ninth. So your top three in your Alvin lineup here in game two. It's Correa, Albaugh, Benavidez, middle three, Alexander, Moreno, Smith, bottom three, Gray, Shackles, and Ward. Defense here for Angelina. Malinowski's behind the plate. Jacoby's at third. Miranda's at short. Lima's at second. Kochekian's at first. In the outfield, Elvier's in left. Benjamin in center. And Finke is in right. And on the mound here for Angelina is the freshman right-hander, 6 foot 175, Jeremy Rodriguez out of the Houston area. Cy Creek High School. His first pitch is lined right off the bat of Correa, but playing near the line was Finke, and Finke able to get over there and make the catch. One pitch, one out for Rodriguez. Correa had two hits in the first game. Now 2 for 5 on the day. Rodriguez finds the strike zone on Trey Albaugh. Albaugh came in the first game after the injury to Cannell. Albaugh went 0-for-2, but his last at bat hit a liner right back to the pitcher who snared it with his glove as Albaugh fouls that one out of play. Rodriguez in his windup brings the 1-2. Breaking ball low and outside.
Come on, kid.
Second start of the season for Rodriguez. 2-2. And there is called strike three. Rodriguez hits the inside corner. That's his first strikeout. First pitch to Benavidez misses. Benavidez batted in the two spot in the first game, now batting in the third spot. And being the DH here in this game, Benavidez went 2-for-3 with an RBI as he takes a strike. One, one. And Rodriguez hits the outside corner. Now it's 1-2. We did not have a 1-2-3 inning at all in our first game. Rodriguez has a chance to do it here in the bottom of the first as Benavidez fouled off the next pitch. Count holds at 1-2.
1-2. Point.
Rodriguez in his motion. And that one drops a little bit low.
Hold up, Benny. Win it, Benny, win it.
2-2. outside. Now full count. You've got TJ Alexander waiting on deck if Benavidez reaches. A 3-2. And it is right on the outside corner, called strike three. So Rodriguez has a 1-2-3 first inning, collecting two strikeouts in the process. We'll go to the second. We're scoreless here in game two between Angelina and Alvin.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your needs. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on online at altex.com.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
First pitch here in the second is a bunt attempt, but it goes foul off the bat of Max Jacoby for strike one. Carter had a scoreless first inning, gave up a leadoff single to Benjamin, but then retired the next three batters, including two of them via the strikeout. The 0-1 hits softly. Third baseman Moreno cutting in front of Ward. Moreno fires on the run, and that retires Jacoby on out number one. Much better start defensively here for Alvin. Had those five errors. Game one. Next pitch just misses inside. Here's Garrett Kochekian. Lines this one into right center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. It might be a double, but nope. Kochekian will hold at first as Alexander gets to it quickly and fires it back in. Second hit for the Roadrunners. And here's Josh Elvier, transfer from Galveston. So Alvin should be familiar with Elvier here. Sophomore, 6'2", 210. It's out of the League City, South Houston area. Went to Clear Falls High School. Lines this one past the diving shortstop into left field for a base hit. Elvier goes opposite field. Back-to-back singles for Angelina. Here's Nathan Miranda for Kochekian. It's his single. It's his second hit of the day. Miranda went 0-for-3 with a sack bunt in game one. Takes strike one. Runners take their leads. 0-1. fouled out of play.
Here we go.
They gone.
Carter up on Miranda here, 0-2. Carter delivers high. One, two. And that, it's a swing, and just getting a piece of it was Miranda. And a foul tip. So the count holds here at 1-2. Carter delivers. Popped up behind first down the right field line. Shackles. Correa Smith in foul territory. Makes a catch. Runners hold at first and second on out number two.
CJ.
Hey, turn that, not done.
So it's going to be up to Antonio Lima. Lima reached base 3 out of 4 times the first game. Had a hit and 2 walks. He also had an RBI. Another RBI chance here for Lima. Showing bunt. Puts it down and a diving catch by Carter, who comes off the mound and makes that diving catch to end the threat here for Angelina. No runs, 2 hits, 2 men left. Go to the bottom of the second. Angelina nothing, Alvin nothing.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their 4-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Rodriguez warming it up. He had a 1-2-3 first inning. TJ Alexander, Matthew Marino, Tyler Smith due up. 4, 5, 6 hitters for Alvin.
No, my leg.
Let's go, TJ. Show out, kid.
Come on, dear.
Let's have a little bit of energy.
Here comes TJ Alexander, went 4 for 4 in game one. Fouls off. Fouls off the first pitch, and it went right off the umpire. Malinowski, the catcher, is going to give a few. Seconds here to the catcher, to the umpire. You heard it, got him right in the chest. He says he's all right, ready to go again. Counts 0-1. And Alexander went 4 for 4. 2 singles, a home run, and a double. Four RBIs. One of those singles drove in two, and then the home run was a 2-run home run. Next pitch just missed from Rodriguez. Counts 1-1. Rodriguez drops. Then a curveball, and it's 1-2.
That ain't you.
Fastball,
battle up, kid. Battle up.
1-2. Grounded foul. First baseline.
No, we're going to miss, baby. No, we're going to miss.
Let's go.
One, two again. Swing and miss. It's in the dirt. Malinowski off a throw down to first, and he does with a big strikeout. Third consecutive strikeout now for Rodriguez. Going back to the first inning. Here's Matthew Marino. He had a home run in game one. High chopper short. Miranda's right there. Throws over to first. And Rodriguez is set down the first five. Here's Tyler Smith.
Come on, 1-7.
Showing bunt. And Smith did not go around on that bunt attempt. So it's ball 1-0. Smith went 1-for-4 in game one. Rodriguez delivers. Chopper to second. Lima has it. And another quick 1-2-3 inning for Rodriguez. Six up, six down. We'll go to the third. No score here between Angelina and Alvin.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Some say a dog is a man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoke barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Top of the lineup here for Angelina. Heavy on Benjamin. Swings at the first pitch. High chopper foul at the third base line for strike one. Benjamin singled to lead off the ball game. Roberto Malinowski and Christian Leonard will follow Benjamin. Sweeping pitch comes in the zone, and it's 0-2. And with Carter able to get that three quarters sideways action, really put some movement on the baseball. The 0-2. Again. The sweeping pitch, and Benjamin swings and misses. Strikeout number three for Carter. Now Alinowski first pitch swinging, and he pops it up. Correa back a few steps from second base and makes a catch. Two quick outs here for Carter. Talk about a difference here in game two compared to game one. It's Christian Leonard comes to the plate. First pitch. There's a strike. The 0-1. And that is fouled back behind the plate. That was more of an over-the-top pitch that time from Carter. The 0-2, swinging and missing. Very quick third inning for Carter, striking out two. He's got four strikeouts. Carter and Rodriguez having themselves a duel so far to open up game two. We'll go to the bottom of the third.
Toyotathon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. For one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country, because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit JoeMyersToyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Don't forget, coming up next weekend, big tournament of champions. Alvin's schedule looks like this. On Friday, they're going to take on Grayson at Constellation Field in Sugar Land. That'll be at 4 o'clock. And that's their only game on Friday. Saturday, they get McLennan. Got San Jacinto at 12:30. Then take on North Central at San Jacinto at 4 o'clock. First pitch here from Rodriguez is high. Then on Sunday, Alvin will get Navarro here at Alvin at 11 o'clock in the morning. 1-0. There's a strike. Talk about a cluster of outstanding games coming up next week, and about 25 in total. Check swing. No swing. From Garrett Gray leading off here for Alvin. Noah Shackles, Jermaine Ward, 7-8-9 hitters for the Dolphins. Gray did not start the first game. As Gray gets to start here behind the plate, game two. 2-1. High. Gray's a redshirt freshman, 5'10", 195, out of Sugar Land, Texas. Transferred from Tulane University.
Hey, get on base right here, kid. Here we go, base number
3-1 is hit over short.
Josh.
And making the catch is actually Elvire, is in center. Benjamin is over in left. So Elvire makes a catch. And here comes Noah Shackles. He did not play in game one.
Come on, Shackles.
First pitch just misses. Shackles, sophomore, 5'10", 175 out of Honolulu, Hawaii.
Get
out, 1-0. Chop foul right at home plate. We'll have the broadcast for all four Alvin games next weekend. And we'll have the broadcast for every game, should be. We might miss one. There's a couple games at Lamar University in Beaumont, which might be a little tough for us to cover. But all the other games we'll be covering. Yes. Rodriguez just misses with that curveball. So he did throw it, or the umpire did say it was a strike. He just flashed up, counts one and two. Rodriguez now misses up and in. It's 2-2 now. Or correction, now the umpire says it's 3-1. So that previous pitch did miss. Rodriguez delivers, ground ball to short. Miranda up with it. Fires over to first. Shackles is out number two, and Rodriguez has retired the first eight. Again, the teams for next weekend, this tournament. Galveston, Blinn, San Jacinto, Alvin, and Wharton. They've got Howard, Grayson, New Mexico, Midland, Baton Rouge, McLennan, as this one's laced foul. Odessa, Navarro, Northwest Florida State. And North Central. All the teams making it down here next weekend in Weatherford. The 0-1 curveball, a little bit low. Was supposed to be this weekend, the tournament, but since the Super Bowl is here this year in Houston, nobody could obviously get any hotels, so that's why they moved it to next weekend. 1-1 is hit to left. Benjamin right there coming in a few steps, and that is another 1-2-3 inning for Rodriguez. 9 up, 9 down. We'll go to the fourth. Angelina nothing, Alvin nothing.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in League City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit Gridiron Heroes.
Top of the fourth we go for Angelina. Jacob Finke leading off. CJ Carter throws strike one. Yo, one. Ground ball to short. Ward has it. Throws over to first. That retires Finke.
Let's go.
That one down.
Here comes Max Jacoby. Jacoby grounded out the third, first time up, sweeping pitch, just misses high for ball one. One oh, showing bunt, pulls it back, takes up and away. 2-0 now to Jacoby. Carter delivers, high chopper, third baseman Marino over to his left a few steps as it fires over to first. See, 1, 2, 5, 7 in a row set down now by Carter. Here's Kochecki, and he's 1-for-1. Both teams also helping. Both starting pitchers playing flawless defense, unlike we saw in game one. Time called at the plate by Kochekian. Now first pitch. That is hit to center, but it's going to hold up for Alexander. Kochekian hit it pretty well, but that is another 1-2-3 inning for Carter. Go to the bottom of the fourth. Angelina nothing. Alvin nothing.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Scores updates here in Region 14. Galveston defeated Seward County in their first game today, 7-2, following their 21-1 win last night. Galveston now 5-1 on the season. They're playing game two in about 10 minutes up in the Dallas area. Blinn defeated Frank Phillips in the first game, and Blinn already out to a 4-0 lead in game two in Brenham. It was 4-1 final, Blinn over Frank Phillips in game one. San Jacinto lost to Chipola earlier today. That was the first loss for San Jacinto lost Korea. Correa swing to the first pitch here in the bottom of the fourth, and he deposited over the left field wall for his first home run and the first hit for Alvin here in game two. First collegiate home run for Juan Correa. It's 1-0 Alvin. First hit, first base runner off of Rodriguez. And also now the first run, that being a home run. So 1-0 Dolphins, fourth home run they've hit today. Here's Trey Alvall. Ryan Benavidez will follow. Rodriguez misses high. Now ball's 0 for 1. 2-0 is high. Ball 3. That San Jacinto score, trying to get all the scorers in before Correa came to the plate. That wasn't fast enough as Rodriguez fires in a strike. I think it was 8-0. I think it was. Chipola defeated San Jacinto. San Jacinto now playing Walter State. This one is hit in the air to right center field. Elvire over in right center on the warning track. Can't make the catch. Goes off the wall. Alba will hold at second. And that's a stand-up double. Second time now for the Adulta lineup on Rodriguez. So far they're 2-for-2 with Correa's home run and now Albaugh's double. Here's Benavidez. First pitch is bounced up there. Nice block by Malinowski behind the plate. Time call of the plate by Benavidez. Now Rodriguez brings the 1-0. That is laced in the right field. That's going to drop in for a hit. Albaugh being waved home. Throw's going to be cut off. And that's an RBI single by Benavidez, and it's 2-0 Alvin. It's a home run, a double, and now a single to begin the Dolphin fourth inning. And here comes TJ Alexander. And also Jeff Liven. Head coach Evangelina is out on the mound. Wharton is in a Baton Rouge. They were trailing 8-1, but Wharton has clawed back to tie it at 8-8. They're playing two games, Wharton and Baton Rouge. And then that's it for Region 14 South. Not sure if Laredo's playing or not. First pitch to Alexander, popped up. Foul territory, down the first base line. Now drifting over in fair territory, Kochekian makes the catch for out number one. And now it's gone final in Baton Rouge. Wharton, well, they come from 8-1 down to win it 11-8. Wharton goes to 2-1 on the season. Now they'll play game two against Baton Rouge. Here's Matthew Marino. Throw goes over to first. For Angelina's side, I'm not sure who all is playing in Region 14 East this afternoon. First pitch swinging, fouling it off. Is Marino. Marino grounded out to short, first time up. Last weekend, Bossier Parish won 3 out of 4. Northeast split two games. Panola lost 2 out of 3. Navarro and Parrish did not play. This ball is grounded to short. Miranda has it. He'll go second for one. Relay by Lima is not in time. Beating a throw at first is Marino. Benavidez is retired. Marino reaches on the fielder's choice. And here's Tyler Smith.
Good 90, Matt. Oh no, Smitty! Keep us going with two kids, he ripped it.
Sean Bunt is Smith, and he fouls it off right over the top of the Angelina dugout.
I see you working.
Smith's 0 for 1, ground out to second to end the second inning.
Here we go. On out. Come a bit.
0-1. And it's called strike two. Next pitch just misses.
Battle up, kid.
1-2 is your count here to Tyler Smith.
Here we go.
As Rodriguez delivers his ball, is hit over short. That's going to fall in for a hit. Racing the third is Marino. The throw goes over there, but Marino dives in safely on the single by Smith. Hit number 4 in the inning for Alvin. That gets Garrett Gray to the plate. Next. First pitch, I should say, to Gray is popped up foul and out of play. The 0-1, up and in. Runners at the corners here for Alvin with two outs, the 1-1. Counts up there and it gets away from Malinowski. Here comes Marino, he'll touch home plate. Going to second is Smith, 3-0. Alvin, wild pitch there by Rodriguez. Two and one now is your count to Gray. Gray flied out to center field, first time up.
Let's go, Garrett. Get a piece, 3-7. Keep us going, kid.
2-1. Foul tip to the mitt of Malinowski for strike two. 2-2. Gray's the seventh Dolphin to bat here in the fourth. Time call at the plate by Gray. Rodriguez delivers. Third ball's low. Gray has worked it full. 3-2.
Let's go, G!
Come this far, win it,
get around, baby!
Come on, Gary. Win the battle, man.
3-2 pitch. Woo! It's going to be called strike three. Fourth strikeout overall for Rodriguez. But here in the fourth inning, Alvin comes off the deck. Three runs on four hits. Leadoff home run by Juan Correa. Double by Albaugh. Benavidez an RBI single.
I was waiting to see what you were going to do.
And then Marino, the regional fielder's choice, comes in on a wild pitch. So we'll go to the fifth. It is now 3-0, Alvin.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michael sent you.
Bottom of the lineup here for Angelina as they now trail 3-0. Josh Elvire batting first. Now count's gone 2-0 to Elvire, who singled back in the second inning. Nathan Miranda, Antonio Lima will follow. There's a strike. Two-one is lifted down the left field line. Long run here by Albaugh. And Albaugh can't get it. Goes over his head. Rounding first, heading for second is Elvire. And that's hit number four for Angelina. That snaps the eight in a row sat down by Carter. Here's Nathan Miranda. Miranda flied out to right. Back in the second inning. First pitch swinging and popping it up near the bag at third. Marino, Ward, and Ward in foul territory makes the catch for out number one. There comes Antonio Luna.
Come in now, Tone. Find a way, kid. One, two.
Sweeping pitch hits the zone for strike one to Lima.
What?
The 0-1. Another sweeping pitch hits the outside corner. 0-2. Yo, two. Sweeping pitch just missed.
Let's go, two battles, baby. Let's go. Keep your eyes on it. Let's go.
Come on, Tony. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That pitch came inside on Lima. Unable to make contact. Strikeout number 5 for Carter.
Come on, Niner, let's go, kid.
Come on, Benjamin.
Let's go, Evie.
All right.
First pitch to Evie, and Benjamin just misses for ball one. Benjamin's 1-for-2. Line into left center field. That's going to get down for base hit, and this should score easily. Elvira, and it will. Rounding first, heading for second, and he'll make it. Benjamin with an RBI double. And Angelina is on the board here in game two. It's the first run Carter has given up this year, and this is his 11th inning of work. I believe he went 6 innings last Saturday. Robert Malinowski to the plate. This pitch is hit to right. Smith back a few steps, but he is there and he makes a catch. For out number 3, Angelina does get on the board. Lead off double by Elvira, then a 2-out RBI double by Benjamin. We'll go to the bottom of the 5th, 7-inning ball game, 3-1, Alvin.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas. Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all of the stewardship practices and pesticide directions. The company is not approved for any partners.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their 4-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Jeremy Rodriguez set to begin his 5th inning of work Noah Shackles, Jermaine Ward, and then Juan Correa to the plate. Rodriguez hits the inside corner. Strike one to Shackles. Shackles 0 for 1, grounded out to short. First time up. Next pitch just misses the outside corner. Shackles takes low. Now 2-1. See how Rodriguez responds. Second time around, Alvin, last inning, able to get 4 hits and 3 runs off of him. 2-1, 2 in the air at center. Elvier, right there, makes the catch, out number 1. Here's Jermaine Ward. Swings at the first pitch, pops up, and the second baseman Lima back a few steps, and he makes a catch. Route number 2. Here comes Juan Correa. Just hit his first home run in his last at bat. That gave Alvin a 1-0 lead at the time. That was the first hit off of Rodriguez. Rodriguez misses the outside corner. Ball 1.
Here
we go, 1-0. It is low. Ball 2.
Great pitch on the way, 5.
Get up, kid. Get a barrel, babe. 2-0 is hit right off the end of the bat, and it'll go foul up the first baseline. Rodriguez in there. Now 2-2. Rodriguez kicks and fires, and Correa does not offer that curveball. 3-2.
Win a battle, babe.
3-2 pitch is high, and Correa works the walk. First walk by Rodriguez. Here's Trey Albaugh, doubled and scored last time up. Showing bunt, and he's going to bunt it up the third base line, but that goes foul. Albaugh saw that Jacoby, 2 outs, playing back at third. Just thinking maybe he could sneak a bunt in there for a single. Big lead at first, but Rodriguez will make a throw over to first anyways. Now the 0-1. Curveball, a little bit low. Thank you. pitch is taken for a strike. Throw down right on the money from Malinowski. Perfect throw by Malinowski. Ends the fifth inning. No runs, no hits. No men left for the Dolphins. We'll go to sixth. 3-1, Alvin.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Residence Inn Houston at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Go to the sixth. Carter still on the mound. There is action in the Alvin bullpen. First pitch, swing and a miss. Leading off here for Angelinas, Christian Leonard. 3-4-5 hitters coming up. Jacob Finke, Max Jacoby will follow Leonard. Deal one. Bounced up there. One. Ground ball to first. Shackles goes down on one knee, and he'll take it to first base by himself. Three unassisted for out number one. Angelina's out hitting Alvin 5-4, but Alvin leading in the score 3-1. Here's Jacob Finke. Finke's 0-2. He's grounded out to third and he's grounded out to short. He takes ball one. Sweeping pitch is in the zone.
Good pitch, you're all right. There you go.
One, one, swing and a miss. 1-2. Carter delivers, and that's low and outside.
Strike the ball down the body.
Two. Fouled out of play. Finke trying to get something started here for Angelina. They're down to their final five outs. 2-2. On outside, ball three. Carter has not walked anybody. So far, 5 1/3 innings. One run, five hits, five strikeouts.
Three balls, two strikes. Play. Strike the ball, Maddie.
3-2. Foul back. We'll do it again. 3-2. Three, two. Comes inside, and that is a first walk issued by Carter. Angelina's got a base runner on. That brings up the tying run at the plate to Max Jacoby. First pitch to Jacoby in there for a strike. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Frisbee type pitch there from Carter. Jacoby out in front. It's 0-2. The 0-2, another frisbee type pitch from Carter, and a wave and a miss by Jacoby. Strikeout number 6 for Carter. There's out number 2. Here's Garrett Kochekian. Kochekian's gotten 2 good swings off of Carter. Got a single in the second. Then he lined to the center fielder Alexander to end the 4th inning. Time call to plate.
Ball.
Now first pitch. Right in there, strike 1. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2. Right-hander throwing in the Alvin bullpen. Angelina bullpen's quiet.
On your toes, D. Way up, CJ. Come on, baby. Get us in here.
The 0-2. Check swing by Kochecki and 1-2. There goes the runner. Pitch is fouled off. Finke, runner at first. Not going this time. 1-2 is low and outside. Comes back in and hits the inside corner on Kochekian. Strikeout number 7 for Carter. That's the final inning for Carter. Another outstanding start for the sophomore out of Georgia. We'll go to the bottom of the 6th. 3-1, Alvin.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. At a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. In a long-distance meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's Group Meal.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your needs. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on online at altex.com.
Going bottom of the sixth, new pitcher here for Angelina. So Rodriguez goes five innings, four hits, three runs. One walk, four strikeouts, all three of those runs coming in the fourth inning. Other than that, Rodriguez was flawless. Rodriguez retired the first nine, then he had a... We only faced three in the fifth inning. He did give up a two-out walk, but then Correa was thrown out at second. Now your new pitcher here for Angelina's, number 21, Grant Cox, sophomore left-hander, 6'1", 185, out of St. Thomas More in Louisiana, as there's a strike to Trey Alball, 2-3-4 hitters here for Alvin, looking to add some insurance runs. Cox just misses outside. Next pitch is hit right off the end of the bat, out in front of the Alvin dugout. Counts 1-2 to Alball, who's 1-for-2. His one hit was a double. He came around to score the Alvin's second run. Next pitch is outside. Two is up and away.
Trust yourself.
3-2 is poke foul down the right field line. Count holds here, 3-2.
A lot of confidence, 1-5. Let's go, baby.
Angelina's going to play Blinn. Is that on Tuesday? I think that's what the 7th is. It's at 4 o'clock. Cox delivers a ground ball off a diving of Jacoby over there at third. And holding at first will be Alball. That's going to be a single. By getting a glove on it, Jacoby probably saved a double. So Alball will settle for a single. Hit number 5 for Alvin. Benavidez, 1-for-2. RBI single last time up. Takes a strike. And we'll see Alvin next on Friday at Constellation as they take on Grayson. Scheduled for 4 o'clock, but they're the third game. Got two games in front of it. It might not start at 4 o'clock. As Cox throws over to first. Now the 0-1, up and in. Right.
Benny.
Come on out, Benny. Rip one, Kenny. Go find a catch. Yeah, on out.
1-1. Ground ball to first. Down on one knee. Kochekin has it set on the back at first. Throws over to second. It won't be in time to get the lead man out ball. But Benavidez is retired. TJ Alexander. Alexander here in game two is 0 for 2. Good looking pitch there from Cox, 0 and 1. Even better pitch than the first one. Now it's 0-2.
You're right, TJ. You're right. Hey, battle up now, TJ. Here we go. Come on, TJ. See Rich, kid. Battle up. 0-2 now,
man. Ah! Cox looks. Alball back to the bag at second. Alball's an insurance run as Alvin leads by 2. We're in the bottom of the 6th. This is a 7-inning game. And now Malinowski is going to head out to the mound. Alvin won the first game 11-5. Alvin trying to go to 4-1 on the season. Angelina lost in the first game, dropped to 0-5. Now we're ready for the 0-2. Here it is. Fastball grounded to second. The runner will go to third, but Lima can't field it cleanly. Caroms into right field, never stopping running his out ball. He can come on home with run number 4 for Alvin. E4 on the play. It's the first error here in game 2. So here's Matthew Marino. That could be a big insurance run there for Alvin. Marino takes outside ball 1. Blinn trying to sweep both games over Frank Phillips. They lead 7-4, top of the 6th in game 2. As Cox throws over to first. Now the 1-0, up and away. Popped up, fouling out of play. 2-1. Looking ahead, top of the 7th inning. Angelina will have the bottom of the lineup. 7, 8, 9 hitters. And Cox again will throw over to first. Now 2-1. That is hit to right, and that is going to be caught on the run by Finke. He may have a chance for a double play as he quickly throws to first, but Alexander able to get back in time. Now here's Tyler Smith. He's one for two.
Come on, Smith. Keep going with 217. Hi, out, kid.
Showing bunt, pulls it back. Takes a strike.
Come on now, kid.
The 0-1.
No,
bounced up there. Alexander is your runner at first. Swing and a miss by Smith. 1-2. Alexander is going. Pitch is low. Throw down is unable to be dug out by Miranda, and Alexander is safe at second with a stolen base. There's a short hop throw by Malinowski, and Miranda couldn't dig it out.
Let's go, 1-7.
Two, two. Comes inside. Ball three. So Smith has worked at full. Alexander leads off from second. 3-2. Is poked into left field for a base hit. Alexander is being waved home. Here comes a throw from Benjamin. It's a little offline, and Alexander scores. RBI single by Smith as he goes opposite field. Another insurance run. Touches home plate for Alvin. Now 5-1 Dolphins. Here's Garrett Gray. And Cox will throw over to first. Both these runs here in this inning are unearned. Anybody else that scores as well will also be counted as unearned against Cox. He misses for ball one.
Money. Come on, G.
1-0. It is low for ball two. Snap throw down to first, back in safely is Smith. See if Gray will have the green light. Maryland 3-0. Well, he watches that one go outside for ball four. Four-pitch walk to Gray. And Jeff Liven is on his way to the mound. have a pitching change. Here with two outs, number 24, Nick Bowman coming in. Freshman left-hander, 6'2", 185 out of Austin. Two runs are in here in the inning. Al Ball led off with a single. Then Alexander reached on a E4, and on that error, because it looked like a routine ground ball to second base, Al Ball was able to score. Alexander stole second, and then RBI single by Smith, and then Gray just walked. Bowman's got two more warm-up pitches. And Shackles will come to the plate. Shackles is 0 for 2. He's grounded out to short and he's flied out to center. First pitch. It goes off the glove of Malinowski. And Smith goes to third. Gray goes to second. Fouled off into the screen. It's 1-1. Bowman kicks and fires as this is low, blocked by Malinowski behind the plate. 2-1. Alvin got on the board with three in the bottom of the fourth. Angelina got one in the top of the fifth. Now Alvin has just added two more here in the bottom of the sixth.
You okay? There you go, Shaq.
2-1. There's a strike.
Two
two comes inside and it hits Shackles. That's gonna load the bases. Loads it up for Jermaine Ward. Ward's 0 for 2. Fouls off the first pitch. Fouled on the third base line for strike one.
Let's go, man.
Come on, man.
Point.
I say, man.
Go now, two.
Right
here.
Come on, man.
Now,
two.
Here it is.
Go,
0-1. Swing and a miss, and that's 0-2 to Ward.
Don't force contact, kids. Let's go.
Bowman delivers. Chopper. Third baseman Jacoby has it. He's going to go to second, and they get the force out there for out number three. 5-4 on the force out. Alvin gets two runs here in the sixth. They are unearned off of Cox. The lone RBI is for Tyler Smith for the Dolphins. We'll go to the top of the seventh, 5-1. Alvin is just three outs away from sweeping the two games here today against Angelina.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Top of the seventh inning. C.J. Carter's afternoon is done with, going six innings for the Dolphins. Five hits, one run, one walk, seven strikeouts, gives way. To number 35, Trent Shoulders. Freshman right-hander, 6'3", 175 out of Angleton, Texas. Shoulders are going to try and close it out here for the Dolphins. Josh Elvier leading off. So the first pitch rounds up the first baseline. It stays fair. Shackles has it. Goes to the bag himself. One pitch, one out for Shoulders.
Twelve for seven.
Got a pinch hitter here for Miranda. It's gonna be Chris Booth. Booth started the first game for the Roadrunners. Was on base three out of four times. Got a single, walk. He's also hit by a pitch. Takes ball one. Shoulders just misses the outside corner with his next pitch. That hits the inside corner. Next pitch, a little bit low.
Go,
3-1, way outside for ball four. So Booth is on again today. And we're going to have another pinch hitter. It's going to be Tucker Redden.
Four for two.
Redden started the first game. Went one for three overall with a walk. Did reach base three out of four times. Got on board with a couple errors. First pitch by Shoulders. In there for a strike. The 0-1. One hopper to second baseman Correa. Spins, goes to first to get out number two. Nice play by Correa, moving to second is Booth. So Evian Benjamin, last hope here for Angelina today. Benjamin's 2 for 3. Knocked in the only roadrunner run thus far here in game two with an RBI double in the fifth. First pitch in there for a strike. Hit one. Just off the plate. Fouled back to the screen, and now Alvin just one strike away from completing the doubleheader sweep. Shoulders in his motion, delivers chopper up the middle. Tough play here for Ward, can't get it, goes into center field. Coming home, and the throw's cut off as Booth comes on home. And Benjamin collects his third hit of the game. He's knocked in both runs for the Roadrunners. It's now 5-2. Angelina's still alive. Here's Roberto Malinowski. He's 0-3. Takes high ball one. One oh. Way outside for ball two. Angelina needs to put another runner on to bring up the tying run at the plate.
There you go, kid, right
here.
Let's go.
2-0. There's a strike.
Yeah.
Let's go, Trent.
Roberto, here you go.
Right at him.
2-1 is rope foul down the third baseline, and again Angelina down to their final strike. Two-two is popped up, foul over us. Out of play. Count holding 2-2.
I say now, shoulders. I'm right here, Bobby. Let's go.
There he goes, man.
Under
his arm. Hey,
short back here.
You're good and sit and let the hands do the work.
I'm not hurt. Let's go six.
Let's go, baby.
Shoulder set brings the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Shoulders closes it out for Alvin. Alvin sweeps the doubleheader. Alvin goes to 4-1 on the season. Winning 11-5 and now 5-2 as C.J. Carter gets the win for the Dolphins. Alvin got 3 runs in the bottom of the 4th to open up the scoring. It was a solo home run by Juan Correa, then a double by Albaugh, RBI single by Benavidez. Marino. Then grounds into a fielder's choice, and then he was able to come around later on a wild pitch. Angelina gets a run in the 5th, RBI double by Benjamin. Alvin gets 2 in the bottom of the 6th, RBI by Tyler Smith, and the other run scored on an error. And then Angelina just got another run here in the 7th, RBI single by Benjamin. Benjamin, the hitting star for Angelina in game 2. Otherwise, the rest of the lineup was quiet. Elvira was the only other roadrunner to get a hit. He went 2-for-3. See, for Alvin, Albaugh had 2 hits. Correa for that home run. Benavidez had an RBI single. Tyler Smith had 2 hits, including an RBI single. And that's it. As the Dolphins go to 4-1, Angelina drops to 0-6. Angelina now will play Blinn on February 7th, which is Tuesday, I think. And Alvin, next game will be on Friday. What did I say earlier? Was it against Grayson? I think they start off tournament against Grayson on Friday at Constellation. And that's a wrap. Blinn's about to wrap up their 2-game sweep. San Jacinto is trailing in the 7th. They might get swept today, and Galveston is looking to sweep Seward County. Up in Dallas and Baton Rouge is also Wharton is also going for the sweep against Baton Rouge in Louisiana. That's it. So till next Friday for the tournament, we're going to start at 10 a.m. We're broadcasting all the games in the tournament. Big weekend of fun coming up next weekend for the Tournament of Champions here in the Houston area. Hope you can join us for next weekend. Have a great rest of your Super Bowl weekend. Until next Friday, so long, everybody.
This Game has been brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend. Take some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas, saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249, we've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region, setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are on the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Who's this guy? Fire out a hoop dress this morning.
I'm